is 6:06 PM.
All right, call meeting to order. We have the attendance, we have Pete, Mr. Bees, and the board. Any changes or additions to the agenda?
No.
Approve the minutes from the January 8th. Can I get a motion for the minutes from January 8th meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any changes or additions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Old business, 2026 budget.
So there's a new printout. It includes a couple of changes that were made during the last meeting, and then some more accurate numbers on our insurance.
Yeah.
Insurance and workers' comp, which are...
Which are still not finalized, or I still, we're not 100% on, but they gave us some estimates.
And those are both in the finance department, not in highway, so it doesn't affect highway.
The health insurance, that's the change to gold, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
And increases.
Yeah, more eligible employees have accepted it.
Okay.
It does include all of the insurances, vision, disability, medical.
So...
Can I ask a question here briefly?
Sure.
In the revenues, how come the state's giving you half of what they did last year? State aid highways?
Because we got money the previous year for it because it's a storm.
They gave you an advance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
The net metering, that's the solar thing. What is that?
Where are you looking?
Line 34. That's revenue, right?
Yep.
So is that paying our electrical?
That's paying the solar loan.
Yeah, but is it?
We have another.
Is it offsetting all of our electrical costs?
That is what we get, sorry. That is what we get from the fire department and the school towards the loan. We have an expense column for our electricity.
Does the array generate, do we know if it generates enough for our power?
It basically generates enough so that there's no increase in electricity costs. That's how it was designed. So it's a wash until we pay off the loan.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
And some, I mean, it's hard to say exactly because you actually end up paying a different rate when you're getting net metering credit, but
okay.
I think it looks like it's protected us a little bit against rate increases on a modest.
How long does the loan go for on that?
20 years.
25-year life expectancy of the panels and stuff, or the inverters, they said. That's okay. That doesn't matter.
It is likely that they'll last longer. Than
yeah.
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 It gets paid off in 2038.
So the one in pink here, the tools, 3,524. So that's a line item that was reduced in 24, right? Is that what that's indicating?
Yes. Is that
parts and repair?
That's what
we Yes.
And then we spent $620.
In tools? Is that where you are?
Yeah. That's a little money.
Yeah, it must be.
Parts and repair. Diesel oil. I don't see where we can do much else. Anybody? Paving. that's the Durgan Road, right? We don't have any paving projects per se for this year, so that's why we got 1,500 there.
Right, not, not highways we're hoping to do out here, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the only thing is the loan payment, if you wanted to refinance, but that depends on what you want to do with it.
Yeah, so that is part of this other sheet here. So we got $284,000 surplus, and so the proposed articles that we have here, four is talking about refinancing the grader. Just looks like we threw out the number 55.5. That changes the payment to 50,000, right? Which is what the payment of the sand pit was, gravel pit.
So, yes, it brings it down to under 50, it's like 48.8, it would bring your payment down to if we paid 55, so that's putting 50 on principal and then almost 5,500 in interest. And she kind of figured that if we did it after town meeting in March.
And the payment's 61 right now, right?
Yes.
And it would make the payment 48.8.
Okay, proposed article number two is 81,000. That's a group of projects. To the point, this can get. So we put that in front of the voters, it gets voted down, and then the money rolls into the general fund, and then we're confused on which projects they want to do or not do. These are all projects that really need to be done, correct?
Yes.
This money is.
It doesn't have to go into the general fund.
It goes into the surplus.
Yeah, but the town could track highway separately.
The surplus, how much of this is like the COVID money, storm money?
It's all FEMA.
FEMA money.
It's FEMA, and.
So on a normal year, we wouldn't be sitting here with 280,000.
No, not at all. Last year, we had 26,000 surplus.
And I confirmed that because our FEMA work is all complete, certified complete with documentation, there's a report that goes at the end, there are no further restrictions on that money. So it's not like a grant that's restricted for a certain purpose.
Okay, and then Article 6 is that project on East Echo Lake Road and some work on the Hudson Road. All the stuff that we need to do.
Yeah, and we separated these because under the previous statute, capital projects, you could allocate money and it would carry over into the next year if the project weren't done. It would carry over until the project was complete.
Mm-hmm.
This new situation, it removes the need to distinguish, but you still could, you know.
So if we move 55,000 into that loan, so we'll budget less, right? Because we must have budgeted the 61,000.
We did, yes.
If I may make a suggestion here, may I say something?
You sure can.
I had an idea because, well, I'm thinking in terms of the tax rate. My idea being is, why don't you pay off, because I saw I did bump up that line item, obviously. Why don't you pay that off from the road equipment fund, that loan off from the road equipment fund yearly, and take that line item right out of the budget?
The asset replacement fund, you mean?
Yep, that's what it's there for. Yep. You take that $60,000 out of the asset replacement fund every year.
How much is in there?
Well, $230,000 right now. And if you add another chunk to the,
I don't think we're looking to add a chunk to that right now. We got some projects that we either need.
You have it here, 127.
Well, that's just a proposal right now, but yeah.
Well, I'm just saying you'll have 350 if that happens, and that's.
You know how much that grader was?
Three something.
Four something.
Four
something.
And the next truck's gonna be pushing 300,000, I'm sure everyone will decide.
You gonna get a truck soon?
No, yeah, we're gonna have to eventually, yeah, I think we got, what do we got, a 15 and a 17?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
We're probably gonna have to replace the pickup truck.
Is a six wheeler there too? You still got the six wheeler?
Yes.
Yep.
They do for the.
So, I don't know how to push this to think about the tax rate, you know, really, guys.
You can push all you want.
They're sitting on this chunk of money here and none of it's gonna, and the only way I saw that you can give some of it to make it easy is to knock that line item out and take that,
That's one way to look at it, that's why I asked, this chunk of money is basically money that's been given to every other town across the state through basically FEMA, COVID, whatever.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that I'm not sure that buying the tax rate down is gonna be sustainable.
It's not buying the tax rate down. Part of the budget last year, and I'll be getting some grief for it, is that I knew FEMA money would come in by the tons. And the first budget was gonna be a little bit higher than what we wound up doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew we had this over. So not only did it cover the propane that was under bid and stuff like that, but you don't even notice it, but it also covered a lot of other things, the asphalt, and you spent, it's fine, I'm not arguing how you spent the money, I'm not making a big issue out of it. But if you were to knock this tax rate down with that line item out, it does not affect what you budgeted here. It does not affect any funds over here for the article and stuff like that. What it does is say that you're paying for this, and if you want to buy a truck, come to the town and say, we want to do this, and we have maybe only 200,000 in the asset. It's like, there's a question of affordability here. And that's as much as I gotta say, so that's a suggestion.
Yep. Okay, so the first thing we're looking at is that we want to buy down that loan with some of the surplus, which I think it's a good idea to do. It's just how much of the surplus we want to do. So it looks like, without doing the exact math, $10,000 is about $10,000 off the payment, right? Because we're talking about putting $55,000 on, it lowers it about.
And that puts it down.
No, for every $50,000, it brings it down $10,000. So if we put $100,000 on, it would be about 430, 40.
If you wanted to stick with the 5 years, yes.
Oh, yeah. Because they'll change the term of the loan, too?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
So I don't think that we put these projects to.
What we asked them about was keeping the same term, though, right? Or did I misunderstand?
No, we did ask her, we did tell her that we wanted to keep the same terms, but we still don't have any fees to refinance.
So basically they'll just take the
but we
payment.
Just, yeah, we asked her for the, you know, for 5 years and what we'd have to pay off to get that payment under.
What's the interest rate on that loan?
4.5, and she said right now the rate is 4.44, so it's a little bit.
So we could take Article 4, 5, and 6 right out of the warning, right?
Yeah, because we don't need an article to put some of that money onto the loan, right? We can just do that.
That's what it sounds like according to the thing, is you guys can
decide. Do we have to wait till after it's rolled forward, or?
You're in the new budget year.
How much did we budget for gravel?
60,000. Yeah.
I would rather see us spend some of this extra money that come in from them on crushing surplus gravel.
Yep.
It is not getting any cheaper. It's getting harder to excavate, mine. As much as we lost in that storm, I hope that won't happen again, but we have a good gravel pit there. We should be stockpiling the gravel.
Yep.
That's something I think we can deal with easily, right? We can let Wendell get a quote on crushing some extra gravel. Or I don't really want to budget more.
Right.
I'd rather Or to that point, budget a little less.
Exactly.
And plan on allocating that. I mean, does that make sense? Maybe budget 40,000 and plan on spending 60,000 out of here for gravel, something like that, plus the 40,000. And I guarantee you, if we look at it that way with whoever's crushing it, they're gonna give us a better rate.
To do more.
Because they're coming, they're coming in and they're.
They'll have to set up to move and.
We also have to strip the surface of that, that top, all them trees and all that overgrowth needs to be taken off the top of that, where they're,
So how much is the surplus?
284.
It's at the top there, that 280.
Oh, 284, okay. So with these two projects, 60,000 and then 55,000 to pay down, that comes to 242.
Well, so the pay down of 55,000 and 60 is 115.
Yeah, plus we got these two capital.
Well, yeah, so these capital projects, like, so I guess that's the question. Do we want to lump these capital projects together in a $100,000 ask to the town? And see if they're, you know, they're all pretty specific projects that need to be done. I mean, the problem is the top coating pavement of the highway yard, that needs to be done. It was, it's gonna ruin the investment that we've already done.
And we have a $20,000 grant that pays for, what, 60% of it, we figured?
I say we should be able to just use the money for that. We're gonna do that, right? The bridge projects can be extensive, right? Are these quotes, I mean, estimates?
Yes.
Yes.
I almost feel like the bridge projects, we should maybe ask the voters and then that way, if they don't want us, I mean, if they don't want us to do them, then eventually they're gonna have to be done. And if they want us to do them, then if this isn't the, you know, if they end up being overruns.
Oh, wait a second, this is only 102. I'm adding the whole thing in here. Okay, so it's 102 for those two projects.
This grant match for the culvert on Hinton Hill, is that, that's, we're thinking it's gonna be a $40,000 project, we can get a $20,000 grant? Or we're not sure?
No, that would be a $200,000 project. It's a 10% match.
Oh, we're just allocating the match?
Yes. And we have no idea what that costs. The last large structure was several years ago, it was $100,000. It was on the 10, which is, the Hinton Hill Road one's a lot more complicated to get to, so.
I'm guessing this is not $860 worth of Roundup weed killer.
It was just to make the.
I know.
Yeah.
So are we good with the $20,000 being funded? We've applied for the grant, right?
For?
Or no?
No, we've applied for the grant for the engineering work, and then the engineer specs the project, puts it out to bid, so we don't. But these are V-Trans structures grants, they're not competitive grants, so it's just a matter of the state budget process rather than like a grant award process.
Okay.
So it's just a guess. And if I could just point out, on the non-capital, the Hudson Road and East Echo, there are specific things that need to get done, but the cost that's in there is really just extra crushing.
Yeah, but.
So you could.
Yeah, to that point of the more gravel, what I'm looking at is these projects, and we're gonna eat up.
A lot of gravel.
2,000 yards right there, and that 700 yard is an estimate. What's gonna really drive how much gravel, I think, in my opinion, we're gonna have to use there is how well the residents will work with us. If we have to raise that road up to the point where it's gonna wash over their berm, that's gonna be quite more extensive than regrading the edge of that road and crowning it with some gravel. I mean, crowning it, you get higher in the middle on the side, but if we gotta raise that whole road up a foot to compensate for that, that's gonna be a ton of gravel, and we shouldn't have to do that. But I don't think his estimate here of 700 yards accounts for that. That accounts for crowning that road and making sure that it runs off. That is a project that was brought to us by the MEPMAGOG and the residents over there, so it definitely needs to be done. Hudson Road, that's raising up Twin Bridge Road? Just a section of it must be?
It's between Twin Bridges and sort of near Jason Colburn's, like where they just took out the ledge.
I think it's just past Jason.
But on Twin Bridge or on Hudson Road?
On Hudson.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, from Colburn's down to Twin Bridge, I believe that's what he's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all of these were things that were basically diagnosed during the last flooding. They're all areas that.
Yeah.
Showed need then.
So we got $50,000 for the bridges. I think the other projects all need to be in the match. I mean, that's easy to deal with down the road, right? We put the
$20,000.
So how does this work? We just leave it into surplus and then we just approve them payments, right? You're gonna basically approve you to take $60,000 or $70,000 and put it towards the loan or whatever we approve, right?
Right.
And you'll put that towards it and
right.
It lessens
you
the surplus.
Right. You can I guess make that decision tonight, or would they have to do it Thursday?
Well, I think we'll finalize it Thursday, right? This was just to try.
You're
going to
finalize the budget Thursday. So yeah, so you can make that decision if you want me to go ahead with the loan for $55,500 pay down with between principal and interest.
So what does it do? Do you still have your working spreadsheet there?
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about taking $20,000 out of the proposed gravel budget, right?
Yeah,
yep.
Down to 40.
And allocating $60,000 of our surplus to gravel, giving us $100,000 of proposed gravel money, but budgeted $40,000.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you don't have to necessarily allocate it to that, but that's what we're going to plan on using that surplus for. And then the loan payment will go down $11,000 also.
It'll
correct?
Go down to $48,800 if I pay the $55,500.
So where does that put us with a tax rate? What was it?
0.7762, and it was.
It's like fuel. It goes down way slower than it goes up.
Very slow.
I don't want to budget any less than $40,000 for gravel because it's going to cause problems in future years.
Yep.
We were trying to propose more with the 60, but I think to Pete's point, pulling that out of the budget, using some of that surplus for that gets somewhat to the same goal. Not quite as far enough, but
I understand, but I really think that for me, if you keep the budget exactly where you need it every year, mm-hmm. that way you don't worry about screwing things up, which is why I suggested that loan thing for that, just to take it out of the equipment from $60,000, and that way you could have had just full allocation of that gravel and anything else you wanted.
But to your point, we've had that loan since we bought the gravel pit. That was kind of the caveat of buying that grader. It was a timing thing that worked out where we just continue to budget that payment. The payment went up. I think the discussion is to use some of the surplus to get that payment back in line.
Once we started putting, like, we had that payment in, and then it kind of just ended up staying, we stopped asking because every year we always ask for, like, $20,000 to be raised to go into the road equipment fund. Or $30,000 or whatever. There was always something
right.
that we asked for. We haven't had to do that because of being able to put the surplus away and then keeping a steady payment in there towards a vehicle or the pit or whatever. It's always kind of right then.
And my support for bolstering our gravel supply is just, it can actually be a little bank account where we can then say, you know what, let's not budget the $40,000 because I won't advocate for that because we got to, like you said, maintain. But at the same time, we can say, well, maybe they come in at, you know, $6 or $5.50, I don't know, because we're looking at doing so many more yards.
If we're gonna crush a lot more, they might come in a little lower.
We'll be careful how we award that contract, there'll be an end date and things like that, we learned on that, but, so that, it doesn't make a lot of sense to put much more towards the loan unless we were gonna do something more drastic like pay it off. Cause, well, so $100,000 would lower it, would basically lower the payment about another $10,000, right? It would probably put it about, so basically we would budget $20,000 less there, which, I mean, that's, might not be a bad idea. What's that do if we lowered another $10,000 on the payment?
So from 48.8 to 38.8?
Cause, you know, to the point of sustaining how you need to operate, right, kinda looking at it as like a business, we need to have a replacement plan, right?
Right.
This is a 5-year loan at whatever level it's at. It's a lot easier to absorb it in a budget to roll that into the next payment or the next purchase that we have to make.
Yeah, I put it down to .767.
What was last year's rate? Pete, you don't run off the top of your head, come on.
.729.
7307. That's what was on the tax sheet that I got, 7307.
Okay.
That was probably that 72 before, veterans maybe.
Says it includes, but it, we could have updated it, it's rough.
Okay, so that has, and then the paving project for the town office, another $20,000. And we got $12,300 here, but that's an estimate, does that make sense to?
That's a budget quote for the difference, but the budget quote is $32,340, the $20,000.
Cause we already have.
We have a grant.
We have a grant for already.
Okay, so that's above the grant, for the top coating out here?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, I wanna just fund, I'm proposing we just fund that through the surplus.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay, so we have $55,500, $60,000 for gravel, $12,340, and then do we wanna have an article for the bridge projects and the culvert? Looks like around $77,000, $67,000.
Cause you're getting rid of the top coat, right?
Yeah, the top coat one, we'll take that out of that and we'll pay for that out of the surplus, does that make sense?
Yep.
And then have an Article 5 that would be basically $12,340 less than that. So $68,660, does that make sense?
Yeah, so the $12,340 off of $81,000 is you're saying for Article 5?
Yeah, and then that would be culverts and bridge projects. Does that make sense, Colleen?
Let me just make sure I understand, so on the bridge repairs, so if that allocation was not approved by voters, the board would just hold off on that work until it became.
No, I mean, I think that.
Not necessarily?
I guess, well, no, we can approach that at that point, I mean, if they vote it down, the money gets rolled into the surplus, and then the next board deals with it, whether it's the next year, or the year after that, or the year after that, it's cause that surplus is gonna stay there until it's spent.
The grant match on the Hinton Hill, it's somewhat a different case from those, because the board has already initiated the two-grant cycle, which starts with an engineering grant and then is followed up by a construction grant.
Oh, I see what you're saying, so if we put all three of them together and one gets voted, well, but that's what the proposal was here, all of them together, right?
It was our understanding that all of this had to be allocated by voters.
Yep.
And that's not the case.
So, so the.
But the culvert on Hinton Hill, the work wouldn't come up until 2027, so. And going into next year's budget, the board would know precisely what it costs because the bid process would be complete.
And we would have this money already to fund them if the voters approved it. If they didn't, then we would have the money available.
As part of the road surplus fund, yeah.
I think it would, I just personally think that the voters would like to know what we're trying to spend the money on and have a say. I think we can explain to them, you know, these projects need to be done and we you know, kind of need your support, but ultimately, if you don't want us to do them, the money's just gonna go into the surplus, so we probably should just do it. I actually don't like it because it's really our job, right? It's our job to make these decisions on these projects that need to be done and allocate the money. And so this was a change this year in the law, which kind of changes the whole metric of how we ask to use the surplus money.
Right.
It's been a day.
I mean, it's not always a bad thing to, for people to see what project we wanna do and to get their opinion. I mean, most people are probably not gonna vote them down, I mean, cause.
Yeah, I think the one on the bottom, the non-capital projects, I think we should just fund that. We've already told the people on East Echo Lake that that project was happening next year. The Echo Lake Road, I mean, he's gonna use that gravel, I mean, that's gonna. So I guess that would actually just, that's pretty much all gravel or what, that 13-4? No, trucking.
And a little bit of trucking, yeah.
He's gonna need that for trucking if we crush all this gravel. Okay, let's change that 60,000 to 75,000 and take this Hudson Road project out of it. It's pretty much all gravel and trucking, right? Cause he can, no, that doesn't work because then it makes it all, no, yeah, it does work because it's money we can use for gravel or trucking. 75,000, does that make sense? We don't have to, we can get a quote on crushing X amount of yards and then still have some of that money, like, cause it's just gonna be, that's what I'm thinking everybody's getting confused on. So if we, whatever, like if we say this line, this is 75,000, we're just basically taking that money and putting it in surplus next year to do whatever we want with it. We're just saying, this is what we're doing.
Right.
Doing gravel. We're gonna tell Wendell, hey, get a quote, we wanna crush $75,000 worth of gravel, or 60,000. It's not really a line, is that, am I wrong there? It's not really like a line item allocated, like it's, we're saying this is what we wanna do with it.
Right.
And that's no different than saying do nothing with it and having the whole surplus roll into next year's surplus.
Right.
Right.
And deciding what to do. I think this meeting's good because we're communicating what we wanna do with it, I think. So in an effort of time to try to, this is just an option, we can go back, forth, whatever. Let's take out that 13-4, make the 60,000, 75,000. So we got 55,5 and 75,000 for gravel and trucking to support.
On top of the 40. Oh.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean,
this is of the surplus money to support these projects that we were proposing here. And then have an article for the 68.6 for the bridges and the culverts. Does that make sense? Or would you rather see the $20,000 grant pulled out of that? We're still gonna have more money left here, so. I just don't know if it makes sense to have that.
So you're saying Article 5, you want 68.6 because you're taking the top coat out? Or am I somewhere else?
Yes, so 68,660 for Article 5 because that top line, the top coat.
Yep.
We'll take that out. And we're just gonna fund it.
Yep.
12,340. Good catch, I forgot to put that on there. So we got 55,5.
Are you going with the 55,5? Cause I mean, cause you lowered it here just to see what the tax rate would do. Are you gonna put it back to the 48?
Oh, you already had the payment lowered there? No, I thought we had it at 61. I was just asking to lower it.
We had it at 61, then we put it 48. You said, what would it do if you took another 10 off?
Yeah, no, when I had you lower, it was just to see what
okay,
this
so
55 already did.
Okay.
But to take another 10 off, so These, this is just the proposals that I'm throwing out there, and then we're still gonna have a surplus, so we can adjust if we wanted to put more on that loan, that's what, cause I.
Yep.
But, so, the fifty, right now, the 55.5, 75,000 for gravel trucking. 12,340 for the top coat pavement, so that's 142. 142,840. Minus 284. So $142,000 left if we wanted to put it into the grader more, or if we want to put it in asset replacement. If we want to put it into asset replacement, we have to ask the voters, right? If we want to have, because then it ties it into that line item, right?
If you want to put it into the road equipment fund, then
or, yeah.
You'd have to.
Yep.
I don't see why.
Well,
yeah.
We could just say to put it in if we want to.
Yeah.
But then it's tied to that line item.
Right, yeah, it would be, if it goes into that account, it'd have to
then
go into
road
restricted.
Equipment.
Yeah.
Did Wendell ever get a price on a sweeper for the loader, do you know?
Not that I'm aware of. But he did do all the things we asked him to do.
So if we doubled what we're proposing to put down on the grader, it'll go down another basically $11,000 probably. Maybe a touch more, because that's what it went down, right?
Yes, it went down to pay $50,000 down on the principal, and then to pay off the interest, it put it down to 48.8.
From 61?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's going to go down probably more like 14,000.
My brain's not going to work that fast tonight.
Yeah, well, so just to put that out there, if we put another 55.5 down on the grader.
I mean, 5,000, the 5,500 is what the interest is, and I think that was until town meeting. So the principal was just 50,000. So if you put,
yeah.
Paid the interest plus, say, 100,000.
So 142,88. So if we put another 55.5 on it to basically double the deduction there, it has another 86,000 that we would leave to roll into surplus.
Yeah.
What does that do to the? Let's estimate. Okay, so sorry to ask you this again. It was 61,000. It went to 48.
Mm-hmm.
So it went down 13,000. So
we're not quite.
Okay, just for guessing. So the payment would be an estimate around 35,000, maybe a touch more. Put that on that line item and see what it does there.
35,000.
Instead of 61.
Yeah.
So basically we're taking 100 grand, putting on a grader, and cutting the payment in half. Or just under half. What's that do to the
0.7640.
1.
Yeah.
Boy, don't move it much, does it?
I know you're chick.
Pete? I'm trying, but it ain't working.
I know you're I can't follow it. That's all you're trying. That's all I'm asking.
It's just like, it's like the price of fuel goes up when they talk about it. I'm like, yeah, by the way, it takes forever to come down.
Yeah, it never comes down. Well, diesel's gone down a little bit. 10 cents or something. But
this money is money that we probably won't see thrown at us again.
Exactly.
In a long time, and here's why, because I think we're in a bad place financially in the country because of this money being thrown at everybody. I think that we should try to capitalize on that somehow.
But we were reimbursed for a hell of a lot of work. There was no throwing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the paperwork was done correctly. It was a lot of work. I mean, we got hit hard a couple times. I mean,
it was.
To that point, I just think that we can help future years by having
a little cushion.
The money available. Cause you know it's gonna come up.
And we don't know where FEMA's gonna be.
Well.
Bankrupt.
Well, if it was .76, you'd change the 10% increase to a 5% increase, approximately. So that's significant on the tax rate. And, you know, that sort of reaches inflation and all that stuff. But you can't get, you know, you cannot not have movement, but the way I feel, and you've been on school boards and stuff, is that there's all this creep away from ARPA money. We were able to buy a truck, and nobody even knows it.
Yeah.
It never shows up in any books. We just.
Of course, the school funding thing is a little bit different, too,
I know, it kind of forces you to spend it. That's why I suggest, when I suggested that thing about taking that line out, I also knew you took out that accessibility to a further loan. It moves that line, and I wasn't comfortable with it.
Yeah.
But I hated to see.
Yeah, but I think this is good use. I mean, I would even support more for gravel, but I mean, I think that if we leave it in, I mean, we're saying we're going to use 75,000. If we got more available, and it's what we want to use it for, but I know things are going to come up that we're going to have. We've done a lot of stuff this year, though. I mean, Wendell's been pretty good about getting some stuff.
The gravel thing, that's exactly what last year when we finished up the budget, I said the reason it's a tight budget now because you got FEMA money for it.
Yeah.
Make gravel.
Yeah, because it is not getting any cheaper.
Yeah.
We have the asset, you know. It's,
so.
Okay, so we have 142,000 left. Question is, do we keep the payment at the 48,000? Or do we reduce it more? And do we put more? Well, so basically whatever's left, we're just gonna leave it to roll forward. We in agreement of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, it'll get into that no person's
well,
land.
It'll automatically go into the surplus where we're putting this other stuff, which is.
No.
It's almost like we could, like, I could have cut an hour out of this meeting if I said, oh, let's just put the 284,000 in surplus in before. But in an effort of trying to be, I think it's a good conversation, right? Like, we're going to allocate a lot of this extra money to gravel. We need to be able to tell them that at town meeting. People are going to look at this 284 and go, whoa, Jackson.
Agreed.
Like, you know, but understanding where that money come from, too, and how it needs to support us, you know, going forward. So,
well, come budget day, it's not going to be 284 because we're going to have the 55 out for the loan.
Yeah, it'll be 142. Because of this, but this money that we're talking about, we're just moving it into the surplus till we spend it.
It's just, yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, we're just going to say we had 142,000 because we're just going to have a line item where we moved it into the surplus. Have you thought of that yet?
There's a treasurer's report that lists encumbered funds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's already there.
So after all this discussion about what we want to do with the money, now that we've been transparent, we can just say we want to move X amount of money into that.
Right.
Wait. Say that
X amount of money into.
We could just say, instead of saying 60,000, 75,000, 12,000, I could just go, about we move $150,000.
Well, if you just keep the surplus,
you don't move it.
You guys just decide how you're spending that throughout this year.
Yeah, we
you
don't
just,
have to mention.
You don't have to make the decision tonight.
So would it be cleaner to? No. We want to put the money on the truck. That's a boost.
That has to be decided tonight. What,
yes.
What you want that line item to be, and what
okay,
we're going to do about
so
the.
Okay, baby steps. What do we want to do on the
that
truck?
Piece.
We want to go 55.5, or we want to go 110.2.
Why don't we go somewhere in between? Why don't we go like, say 70,000 or 75,000?
75,000.
Yeah.
So you want to
put 75,000 on principal, and then we'll pay the interest, which is like 5,000. So it'll end up being like $80,000.
Yeah, and that'll probably lower. I'm guessing it'll lower the payment about 20,000 because it was 13,000. I'm guessing it's going to lower about 6 or 7.
Right, so it'll be less than the 48,000. I do know that.
Yeah, and as you put more on it, it comes down a little bit quicker.
I'm confused. You said truck.
It means greater.
Details. You caught that? I've been dealing with trucks all day.
I know.
They're greater.
No, I will be able to find that information out, and we'll be able to tell you before Thursday's meeting, hopefully, and then you'll know what that exactly.
Okay, so you'll have these been somewhere around the 80,000.
Yeah, I'll try to email her when I get, tomorrow I can email her from home.
So that lessens it to 204,000, and then we got the 68.6 ask, right? That's gonna be a, are we good, are we still planning on, are we even gonna do that? Are we just gonna plan on doing these projects?
Yeah.
And I can get up and say, this is what we're doing with this money.
Yep.
We put this much money down on the loan, we're gonna spend this much money on the gravel.
We already put this much money down on the loan.
Yeah, because probably why they did this, it was probably getting, you know, to my point of some towns having a big surplus, it probably gets really tedious and hard to do something with that and not, you know, so they were able to free up the.
So we can get rid of Article Four.
Use it or lose it, so you end up dealing with these small amounts.
Yeah.
And never having a substantial amount to do a large project.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so if we move 80,000 into the truck loan, or wherever that shakes out.
Yep, I will get it.
Greater.
Listen to Tim.
Okay, so let's see, we're gonna pay 80,000.
He's gonna start buying a snow machine.
So it's gonna be like $80,500.
Yeah.
It's gonna be.
And then the rest of it, we're gonna let it roll into the surplus, and I'll get up and give a description on what we wanna do with the money. Does that make sense?
But the top coat's gonna be out of there, right? That's not gonna be.
Well, I think it's all gonna be what we're gonna spend it on, because we're gonna get rid of Article 5 and 6, right?
And 4.
So 4 will be gone, because we're doing that now.
Yes, okay, so we're gonna get rid of.
And you're gonna wanna do Article 5 or 6.
So they'll all be on.
And then 7, we're gonna get rid of also, because you're not asking.
We don't need it.
We can move that in. I mean, if that's their direction, if they want us to move money like that, we can have a discussion at town meeting, the future board will do that, or we'll have the money available to do what we need to.
Can you just review that for me? Sorry, what's the status of a road equipment fund contribution? Is that not happening? Or?
No.
Okay.
I don't think we need to, right?
Right. So we can get rid of 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah, and basically, and we'll put 80,000 down on the greater loan.
You can throw the sheet away.
So we're going to put $80,500 on the loan.
Not really, because I think I want the sheet plus a little more added to it, because I think this is a change in the statute that we're utilizing to cover a bunch of projects, and I need to communicate that at town meeting. No one's going to be understanding what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll let Tim or Terry get up there and do that.
No, you're good.
But, and I know Wendell was getting prices on a couple things, but those are penny items compared to, but still things like every year we budget to sweep the,
right,
you know, the intersection and stuff. We could reasonably get a sweeper that goes on our loader and do it ourselves on our own timeline, or even a couple times a year, you know, and not be budgeting that. I don't want to get into roadside mowing, but.
Well, that's another thing. You have the surplus. You guys could ask him how much it would cost to do more, because I know you've been wanting to do some of the class 4 roads.
I know that, but that grader's not going to be able to go up some of the roads unless that brush cut back.
Mine's fine.
Yeah, well, some of these other roads, though, you're going
to. I know. I've been on the list the other
day. Okay, so does that make sense? You're going to come back with an exact number on what the, basically we'll put somewhere around 75,000 plus the interest down on the loan.
Yes, I mean, I know as of March 9th, that the interest would be like $5,448.16.
Okay.
So
it'll be 80,000.
You should probably have a motion to apply up to 80,000 tonight, right?
You have to, yeah.
I'll make a motion to, wait, before we do that, is that, that's what we want to put towards the
greater?
Yeah.
Yep.
Greater loan.
Okay. I'll make a motion to put up to $80,000 towards the greater loan.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we now are down to 204, regardless of conversations going forward. Out of that, we have $102,000 worth of proposed projects, plus a $75,000 gravel asset that's gonna have us about $175,000 of money that we are already have projects that we wanna try to do with it.
Yep. But the Hidden Hill won't be till, the $20,000 on that won't be till the next year, so.
Yeah, so if you, you can, you can just let it carry over, which it has, and then you have discretion about how to spend it. It doesn't necessarily have to be allocated, is that?
Yeah, I think I just, like, you know, I think the board's pretty much in agreement that these are some of the things we wanna do, so I might articulate that to the town, you know.
Yeah.
When the question, I'm sure the question's gonna come up, you guys got $200,000 that you're not asking us to do anything with, well, statute rolls that into surplus, but these are the things that we're gonna be using that money for, and it should still have us some extra money. But it should have us with a big pile of gravel that.
Yeah, and you guys have time to.
God forbid we have some other bad year, we cannot crush or whatever.
You have time to pull all those numbers together before town meeting too, because you know what's left, the 204.
The other thing that we can talk to Wendell, to talk to the, whoever we, maybe we get some multiple quotes, but if we're flexible on when it needs to be done too, sometimes they'll give us a better rate, right? Like if we give them a couple of years to do it, now that we've got the money available to do it, they might be like, you know, if I can come in and out with my own, get you some going. He can talk through with the contractors and see what, you know, what's gonna be our best rate or whatever.
And we know, like most people, we know like Simpson, when he comes, he likes to do like $10,000, like if he's gonna move all his stuff here, he wants to do a minimum of $10,000 if he can, you know.
And I'm thinking if you went to him and said, hey, can you do $40,000?
Exactly.
Get back to you this weekend. And, you know, we found that there's some pretty good gravel in that upper bank where we didn't know there was, and you heard about that, we're gonna strip the overgrowth off it, and we're having it surveyed right now, so we're gonna be able to get.
I mean, stripping it should be probably a little easier than baling it, shouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like you don't have to bail it now and let it set either.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I think we're gonna be back into bailing it too when we're done, but.
Well, yeah.
But I think we can restructure that. I think I was there then, in hindsight, I wish I would've known the property layout better. I think we could start on the edge of the property and come towards where that hole was and just create a new floor, you know, and I think we can still do that.
And not have a pond.
Yeah, I was thinking, remember we were gonna go fishing, Pete. We were gonna put fish in there. Like, he couldn't get a bite on that either. He wasn't getting fish.
You didn't want to put fish in there, Pete?
You want fish. I said, we got the nicest pond. It's like 22 feet deep, crystal clear water.
It is beautiful.
I have one.
You got fish in it?
Yes.
So, ladies, do you have everything you need from us? Hold on, we got.
They're my pets.
The draft warning here. Let's touch on that. So everything else was good, except for we're gonna do away with.
And Thursday night, we're gonna meet up at, what's his name's farm, right?
No.
Bennett, no?
That's in February.
Well, that's February, okay.
Yeah, Thursday is gonna be our regular meeting, but this right here, this meeting was to take all this discussion out of our regular meetings, so that, I mean, we can adjust things.
Yeah.
If anybody comes with some ideas Thursday, but.
We wanna come in with the warning, with the numbers filled out for you guys to sign, cause.
If we change anything, we're gonna have to be precise on the numbers, write it on there, and, cause basically after Thursday, this goes to printer. Okay, so we talked about taking out Article four.
Four, five, six, and seven.
Right, and then the budget number in Article eight will be updated accordingly by Thursday.
Yes, with the changes you've made tonight.
Now, did I read that right? The school budget is going down this year?
No.
The percentage?
Going up.
Cause it said it went from 132 to one, where is it?
I mean, we haven't heard from them. They usually come in and give us a big presentation.
The school?
They just passed.
They just said that whatever they did, it will result in $150,000, I mean, $150 on $100,000.
I read it wrong, okay.
$0.15 increase.
Yeah, just getting, finishing up the warning discussion. None of the other articles are really.
Cindy Lyon mentioned some field, whole school should be involved in Northwoods.
They don't do the younger grades, they only do.
I think they're talking about the ski program, maybe instead of Burke, everybody should be, maybe it's more affordable, I'm not.
Not going skiing, then going to Northwoods.
I kind of read a little bit into it, but not a lot.
Well, I was there when we started the Northwoods thing, and we did that because the parents weren't sending in money to ski, so we were funding it. So we come up with a plan for the whole school to have something that day, but I'm not gonna lie to you, if a kid learns how to ski, they're gonna know that the rest of their life, and it's the only time they're gonna know how to ski is in that school program.
And sometimes it's enough.
A lot of kids.
I can mention that my son learned to ski there.
I did.
And he would have never learned to ski if it wasn't for that program.
It's just like, you know, especially if your parents don't ski, you're not gonna take them skiing. You're not gonna, I mean, we live in northern Vermont, but like, if my kids went through the program, they go skiing all the time at Jay, I mean, I gave it up, it'll get hurt.
Now my son's in high school, and now he's going to Jay skiing, so, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, my kids loved it, so.
Yeah, it is definitely a very good thing.
Yeah.
So are we in agreement on the warning then?
Yep. I think everything else was set right, those are the only ones that we had to deal with.
Should make a quick meeting.
Just gonna short up the, yeah, we did a lot.
But it's okay, I mean, I think I'll get with the girls and make sure that I got all the information to try to have the conversation, so everybody understands what we're doing.
Well, so, to that point, I gave everyone a draft of an annual review and budget preview. The first page, the annual review, is highlights of things that were completed and happened in 2025.
Yeah.
It's basically, you know, it's the narrative to go with the money that was spent, because the budget doesn't tell the whole story.
Is that going to go in the book?
That's what we were proposing.
Okay. Sounds
before,
good.
And then the second piece of that is the 2026 budget preview. We pointed out some changes, which, like, things that increased, one of which was the loan payment, but now that's going to go away. And we were offering this as a place to discuss the potential articles, which are now gone away, but it could be the place to discuss what the board has in mind with the surplus. And if you're willing to work with me this week, we can have something ready so it's in the town report. People who read ahead of time will know that, and it won't all be based on the discussion at town meeting.
Yep.
So, and discuss it.
That sounds good.
And these would be new pages preceding the warning in the town report.
Yep, you just tell me what pages they are, and I'll say, everybody go there, that's where the info is right there.
There you go.
Impressions. Now, there are a lot of people that go to town meeting, they've read that book before they come anyway, so it's good.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get some,
gold-plated name tags for
their surplus. Their FEMA money.
You could change the metal based on...
Make sure you get the thing that slides in case of...
Yeah.
All right, anything else that we need to do in this meeting?
I think not.
No, so we'll have to figure out that loan payment, then we'll have to plug that in, and then that will give you your final tax rate. So I'll try to email her from home tomorrow, and that way you can have it for Thursday. And
okay.
Yeah, she's usually pretty quick.
Okay, so hearing no other business, I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Let's have it.
Peter, good seeing you again.
Five.